Praise be Jesus Christ. Dear friends, good to be with you here today. Hopefully you weren't like me and Thanksgiving and ate too much, but oh well. Made Friday a little lighter, of course. Be vigilant. Be vigilant. That's what Jesus tells us. Well, how do we go about doing that? Well, we have to ready ourselves and take a look at the signs before us. 16 years ago, in Advent, it was my first time as pastor in a parish up just north of Detroit, and we had a large parish there, about 2,500 families. And it just so happened I introduced a reconciliation service there for a Monday evening. I can't remember which one of the weeks it was during Advent. And I invited priests over beforehand. We had dinner, first of all, in the hall, because I've learned with priests, you feed them, they will come. Same thing with bishops, too. So now I've just invited myself over to everybody's house. So it just happened. I had 15 priests that showed up. And I thought, oh, this is pretty cool. The service should go pretty quickly. Well, it just so happened that we had our dinner, and we got ready with the albs and the purple stoles just before the liturgy. I had everything all structured out. We had some readings. I had a homily. Then we'd go into the examination of conscience, and then, of course, we'd have the individual confessions. One of the senior priests, one of the elder priests, looked at me, and he goes, Jeff, you better make this worth our while. Okay, I just fed you, but that's okay. Well, we looked inside of the church, and one of the ushers came and said, Father Jeff, we have a problem. I go, what? He goes, we just counted the heads there. I go, yeah, we have 800 people. To which the senior priest, the retired priest, he goes, you're not paying us enough. So it just so happened, I had to truncate stuff for what you can't do that at Mass. I can't come to and say, well, we're just going to have one reading. We're just going to have the gospel at Mass. You can't do that for Mass, but for some of these services, you can do just that, and I had to. And because the service was at 7 o'clock on Monday, and Monday Night Football was at 9. So I wanted to make sure this would work, and it worked. I had to be vigilant. Okay, what can I do? What can't I do? And we were able to pull it off, pretty much. Service went very well, and we talked about it for quite a while afterwards, even years, that service, that it worked. But I had to look around me and see, now how can I manage this with the team I have here? I knew we could get through the confessions, but the ritual itself could be too long. And so I wanted to make sure everybody was ready. So we still had one reading, a responsorial psalm, and a gospel. The homily was real short. Yes, I'm very capable of that. And then we went right into the examination of conscience. You see, that's a good metaphor for how we live our lives with our faith. We cannot allow ourselves to despair. Jesus warns us against that. He reminds us, if everything's perfect, guess what? We're in heaven. Until then, we're not. And so our job is to get out there and to share the good news of Jesus Christ and to look around us, the signs of the times. And sometimes we should be those signs for others, to be vigilant. That's what this season's all about. I'm not wearing violet because I'm tired of green. This is a season, there is a sign, a season, excuse me, of also contrition. This is a big time for us to go to confession as well. So I'm promoting that when it comes to attending our reconciliation services here or elsewhere, as well as individual confession. This readies us for Jesus' birth. You see, Jesus reminds us today in the gospel of that eventual cosmic upheaval at the end of times. And if you look up credible science, you realize, yes, there will be an end of the universe. This was not ever created to exist forever. It won't. But God created the universe for us. Jesus reminds us that the world, the very universe, has an end time. And we should recognize his presence in the world here and now, because he'll have a hand at that end time. What's Jesus doing today? He's calling us to holiness. You see, the past 2 years, we've had to contend with, of course, the pandemic and so many other things. We're constantly looking around, what do we do? And for me, my greatest focus is, how do we exercise prudential judgment? And then, you know, utilize faith and reason, as St. John Paul would say, science and faith. Jesus reminds us that there will be a second coming. And it's certain. And so we remember to celebrate Jesus' birth as it's coming up, but also with our eyes on the future. To be vigilant, as Jesus says. Remember, God is the architect of this universe. This universe in which we find ourselves, because nothing is impossible with God. We hear those words, certainly, when it comes to the angel Gabriel with Mary. That's coming up as well. In our second reading, St. Paul, in arguably the oldest letter from him, 1 Thessalonians, teaches us to allow God to sanctify us, to sanctify each and every one of us with one another. Let Jesus increase our love for one another. This season is supposed to be an intense season, and I'm not talking about Christmas shopping. It's about our holiness. Our call to holiness. This is all the more true when it comes to the challenging times in which we find ourselves. To be those saints out there, to be the adults in the room. Jesus' enduring love heals all wounds. How can we heal wounds of others? Sometimes simply the words of, I forgive you, or I am sorry, sets us on the way, gives us that holy trajectory. The prophet Jeremiah puts it, you know, we're not talking so much about destruction and restoration. We're talking about, actually is the restoration, not so much the destruction, that God wants to restore our hearts, to restore you and me. And we can follow by celebrating the sacraments like we are here today, dear friends. So, do we not celebrate our restoration with God each day? You see, the wheels are already spinning for the outcome of the end times. Whether they're tomorrow or 1,000 years from now, Jesus says they're certain, but for us not to despair. It's meant to happen, just like creation was meant to happen, our being created in God's image and likeness. This Advent season, these almost 4 weeks long, we prepare to celebrate the Lord's birth, of course, and we do so joyfully as we also wait the second coming, and that is the restoration of how things should be. We do so faithfully, joyfully, and in common, lifting each other up in our pursuit of holiness. Perhaps we can make this our motto for this Advent season, those words of Jesus. Be vigilant. Amen.